for those of us with an injured pet or an animal that's sick, we know that the veterinarian's office is always an option. But what if the animal is a wild one? Well, there is a wildlife refuge just east of Atlanta at Arabia Mountain that cares for orphaned and injured animals like possums, turtles, and even owls. This is Marijan Gadgerdun. She's cooing to a pair of barred owls. She's one of the workers at AWARE. That's Atlanta Wild Animal Rescue Effort. And as we find in this Atlanta sound, wild animals like these owls could use a little help from time to time.
Well, Gazer and Tappy are resident lovebirds. They're both barred owls. Gazer came to us as a very young owl. She was still white and fluffy. And she has a genetic cataract, and it kind of impedes her ability to hunt. Tappy was hit by a car. This is very common. One of the number one killers of, you know, raptors such as hawks and owls and eagles is going to be getting hit by cars. What happens is people throw their litter, their food, their banana peels, their apricots on the side of the roads, and then rats and the mice are eating that sort of thing. And then these raptors are swooping across the highways and getting hit. We are right now walking up to the baby skunk enclosure. This is 9 baby skunks. When baby skunks are little, they look like rock stars. They have little mohawks. They're the most fashionable animals here. We also care for a lot of orphans. So half of our animals are here for injury or illness, and the other half is going to be orphaned wildlife. And most of the animals in our care are here due to human impact. This painted turtle, as well as we have 2 river cooters and a box turtle over there, they've all been hit by cars and they have to have repairs on their shell. I always kind of describe us as like, you know, paramedics. We basically stabilize until the veterinarian can come in and fix whatever's wrong. We're in the mammal room right now. You know, we get different waves of different species. Right now, we're just getting done with possum season and getting into raccoon season. So primarily, we have raccoons in here. We have like 15 minutes till their feeding time, but they don't agree. They want to be fed right now. These are baby squirrels. This one likes to torment this one all the time, but they're best friends. They are called chimney swifts. These guys are, they put their nests and lay their eggs inside chimneys. But chimney swifts probably kill like 10,000 mosquitoes every, you know, few days. So they're a good kind of animal to have around. I think the main thing that I wish that people understood about what we did is how important it was, you know, how much impact we're leaving behind as humans. As well as, you know, how busy rehabilitators actually are. I think a lot of people don't realize that doing 1,800 animals a year with 85 volunteers, it doesn't sound that hard, but when you have baby birds that have to eat every 30 minutes, plus all your adult animals, and there's just a couple of you, there's a lot going on with all the animals a lot of the time. I do this because I love it. I probably do it forever.
That's Marijan Gadgerdun, a wildlife rehabilitator at AWARE, just east of Atlanta. To see some photos of the animals and submit an idea of your own for this series, log on to our webpage. That's wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.